everybody. Welcome to Simmer Down. I'm Brenda Anderson.
Hey, you know what? We shouldn't even say where we are. We're just on location.
Okay.
At a B&B in the South.
Okay.
Or anywhere in the United States of America, because they're all the same.
Good.
I actually like that intro. Who are you, Brenda? I think we just stick with that. No, we shouldn't say where we are.
Yeah.
We're stealth.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Simmer Down. I'm Brenda Anderson.
And I'm Libby Summers.
We're on location.
We're not telling where.
It's, it's covert. Libby, tell them sort of where we are. Not location, but...
We're somewhere in the South, but Brenda, we're anywhere in the United States, aren't we?
Because
what we're going to talk about today is our distaste for bed and breakfasts.
Okay, and for those of you who love it, I'm sorry we've offended you, but it will continue throughout this podcast.
So turn
we can't
off
help
right
it.
Now.
That's right. If you're a B&B lover or owner, you just may want to listen next week. Okay, so this is the deal. Libby and I found
out... Why are
we
whispering? Well, we're whispering because we're still at said place, and we don't want to get caught. Don't want to be mean, because we like these people. They're super
sweet. They're so nice. And smart, you know.
People are...
A great background. Anyway, so, Libby and I found out several years ago our mutual distaste for the B&B. Libby took me with her. She had to do some work.
Yes.
And I came along, and then she said, sent me an email, and she said, "This is where they've put us up. I'm going to kill myself."
First of all, disclaimer, I will sleep anywhere. You know, give me...
And sleep well.
Give me a pillow and a torn-up blanket and throw me in the corner, and I'm happy.
You are.
So...
I'm not so much.
I'm so gracious that somebody arranged accommodations for me. But when I saw that it was a B&B, and Brenda was coming with me, I was hesitant to hit send. I'm not going to lie to you when I forward you that email.
Were you afraid I would back out?
Yes.
Like come up with some excuse? I've got a dentist appointment. I can't make it.
Okay, let's narrow it down, Brenda. What is it that we dislike about the bed and breakfast? And I'm hoping that there's some... You know what? There are some listeners out there that I know feel the same way we do.
I guarantee it. Okay, this is my first beef with a B&B. People want to talk to me, and they want to get to know me. And they then want to share their life. And that therein lies the biggest problem. Because I don't care.
I think you hate it worse than I do.
I don't care. I don't want to seek people out. I don't want to know about...
You're whispering.
Where they're... I'm scared. I am scared. Okay. I don't want to know where they're from. I don't want to know what they do or why they're here or about their grandchildren. And God forbid the pictures come out. I don't want to know. And yet, you're placed at breakfast with somebody and they're all happy and they all wonder, why aren't you talking? Don't you have anything to say? Where are you from? Oh, Savannah, it's gorgeous. We stayed at a B&B there. These people travel the world and only stay in B&Bs.
They do.
Yes.
Have they not heard of the Ritz-Carlton?
Oh, dear God. Okay. And let's face it, B&Bs aren't cheap.
No.
They're expensive.
You're right.
And, well, they damn well should be because I've got to give it to the owners because they work their ass off.
Well, the pain and suffering.
But you've got to understand, that's why they do it.
Everyone that owns a B&B, too, seems as though they have this really grand work past. Physicists, and they were all, you know, they led this company. And then what the hell happened that they had this brain fart?
And they said, I want to be an innkeeper. The only thing I can imagine is they need friends. Is they think we can meet people there, and they'll be interesting and lovely. And then we'll meet them one day at a B&B when we go on vacation, which they never do because they work their ass off every single day.
They never leave.
7 days a week.
They never leave. They're too busy cleaning the 14 toilets. So Brenda asked while we were sitting at breakfast this morning, which, by the way, was delicious.
It was a great breakfast.
And that's
and
a positive of all the B&Bs. They typically have really great breakfast.
Let me just say, we didn't take our breakfast until 10 because we knew all the other guests would be gone.
We slept in.
I was not chatting it up with somebody I didn't know.
Brenda asked me this morning at breakfast, are there any, because she knows my one big beef with the B&Bs, and that's the design aesthetic. It's knowing how to edit, and you really don't need 426 items on the mantle of every bedroom and 1 million pieces of things that you find fascinating, some artifact next to your local potter and all their 12 versions of the same bowl they throw. And I said, you know what, Brenda, they do have, Brenda asked, do they have contemporary B&Bs anywhere? And I said, it's called Europe. Go there. Because that's the only place you need to stay in one.
Well, that's, you know, the origin of B&Bs. Europe, right?
I'm assuming.
Yeah, it is. And they were really, the B&B came about with sort of your local pub or your local public house.
Yes.
And there were rooms above, and then travelers would sleep.
Ah.
You know, and get a meal. And it wasn't just breakfast like the traditional B&Bs we know, but you would literally, you would come in after being on your horse all day or your carriage, and you would be able to stop at this public house and have a meal and, you know, a nice bed. But I do want to say where we are has the best linens. They are so soft.
I looked closely. They aren't that great.
They, I don't mind, are wonderful. They were like smooth as silk.
You slept like a baby.
I slept like a baby. And I don't sleep on rough sheets very well. Because I move too much. And then I get scratched. It hurts.
Tell everyone out there that you didn't bring any clothing to wear at night at said B&B.
Well, I was, in my effort to make sure I didn't forget anything, I did forget my gown.
Because you don't wear one normally.
Well,
why you wouldn't.
Well, I did. Okay. Let's don't give it all away. But I did have one out on the bed to bring, and then I thought, as I was packing, I thought, oh, I've got to go hang my gown up, and forgot to put it in my suitcase. So this morning, I knew the coffee station was right outside my room. I thank God we were downstairs, because I didn't want to climb some grand staircase. And I thought, I'm going to get up and sneak out and go out in my gown and get a cup of coffee. I bet nobody will be up. And as I got halfway to the door, I realized I did not have on a gown. Therefore... And there were no robes. I could not get up and get my coffee.
Which brings us to, disclaimer here, my mother-in-law, Peggy,
yes,
is an innkeeper in the Northeast. And it's almost like the restaurant business. There are the same stories of drama every place. Like, the owner where we are today felt a need to tell us some drama going on in his life this morning. Again, no one cared, but it's the same thread of drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely like a reality show. How come there isn't a reality show based around a B&B? Or is there?
Shh, let's do it. Don't tell anybody.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Think there is. You know, and I must say, too, that I was in the hotel business and managed some B&Bs. And I tried so hard to turn them into a small hotel and not a B&B. But yes, wouldn't that be a fantastic reality show?
Would be. We need to get Andy Cohen on the phone.
Some
Andy.
Quirky innkeeper and all the crazy people that
They're
go.
They're all quirky, and it's the same stories, and it's the same
you,
look.
The same people that stay at B&Bs have a profile.
What is it? We're one of them, so watch what you're saying.
Somebody graciously paid for our accommodations and put us here because the Marriott was full. All guests that stay at a B&B want to talk endlessly to people they don't know.
They talk a lot. What is that?
Endlessly. They want to know where you've been. Where's your favorite B&B? Where are you from? Where do you like to travel? See, these are things that I like to talk about with the person I'm traveling with only.
Well, how do you meet new friends if you don't talk to other people?
I don't need any more. I can barely keep up with the ones I've got. No, I do meet new friends, but however, not at a B&B. I've met friends on an airplane. Well, now that I think about it, I don't talk to them anymore. But I mean, they were brief friends.
With all the stuff laying around, it's fascinating, okay. The mix of items.
So you've got antique always, the big
always.
Mahogany Victorian.
Always.
And then there are some big pieces that are Victorian. And then on the mantle are about 16 vases that you get at Home Goods or TJ Maxx. And I'm not following that at all.
How about the room with the Victrola and...
Oh my God, y'all, there's this particular thing that looks like a big flower. So last night we were in there at 1 o'clock in the morning. We're the only ones up. And Libby's putting it up to her ear. We're talking to it. We sat out on the porch, which is downtown in this place, which could be a bit sketchy. And I got a little nervous waiting for Libby to get there because there were a lot of passerbys at 1 in the morning. Okay, so there are all kinds of things we could have played with in there.
Oh my God.
Like the big Victrola with the big giant, what do you call it? It looks like a flower. The music,
know.
The noise comes through it.
I don't know.
Well, Libby was putting it up to her ear and I'm talking into it. Anyway, the B&Bs are not our thing.
They're just not.
They're
I'm
just
sorry.
Not.
If you own a B&B, I'm sorry to my mother-in-law who works in an inn. It's just weird. If any of our listeners out there are B&B lovers, and now you're Brendan Libby haters, convince us. Tell us what we're missing. Like, I want to know.
Email us.
Well, leave a comment. Like, I want to...
Leave a comment.
I want to know, in complete honesty, like, what are we missing?
I think we're not friendly enough.
That's bullshit. We're totally friendly. I was friendly to 100 people signing books last night. Like, I'm friendly.
You talked to everybody.
I love meeting all those people.
And you know what? They were so interesting.
The
people
really
that
cool
I met,
group.
They were. It was a very big group last night at Libby's book signing, and we were afraid three people would show up, and we would be two
I'm
of them.
Always afraid just three people would show up. But then, out of the three, one of them's going to be super cool. That's what I found.
Well,
there's
it was
always somebody great.
It was great, and the ladies who hosted were great.
My
and
God.
It was really a good experience, and the B&B is not a bad experience. We just wanted something to talk about, so we wanted to share with you
Quit
our
trying to
disdain.
Backpedal and. You loathe the B&B, but I want to know what we're missing.
So y'all tell us.
What are we missing?
If you have, we want to know. We'll give it another chance. Well, we will, won't we?
I'll stay at one more, maybe.
If somebody gives us a good reason.
Or tell us the one to go to.
Maybe we've just not stayed. And y'all, B&Bs are expensive.
I've stayed at B&Bs. I cannot get my husband to stay at a B&B.
And typically the walls are thin.
What's that mean?
It means every conversation that you have with your husband when you're doing all that talking at night is heard by everybody else.
I don't
else.
Know about you, but I pack pajamas. So. This has been fun. It's a little rant. We just had to talk about it.
We did. We
like,
couldn't
we
help ourselves.
We got to do a podcast because we both hate B&Bs. And what did you just say earlier? You said something about...
Oh, before we turned on the mic, Libby said, I cannot imagine owning a B&B. I said, if I woke up and realized I owned a B&B, I would burst into tears. I would just cry and could not get out of bed. I just couldn't. I wouldn't be able to breathe. Knowing that I had to go talk to strangers and serve them breakfast. And tell them how lovely I thought they were. And act in the least interested in their life. I just couldn't do it. I would hide in my room until everybody was gone. And then lock the door. Oh my God, speaking of the door. So the door is locked. When we come in, not super late.
No.
But then we wanted to go back out and sit on the porch because it was a nice night. When we came back in, I thought Mr. Jingles was meeting us at the door. There were these bells on a leather strap that let everyone in the inn know that we were back.
There seems to be sleigh bells. That's a common denominator with B&Bs. That there's somewhere on the wall, somewhere on the door, there's sleigh bells.
Okay, see, something's wrong with that. So every time we went in and out the front porch, I'm sure we disturbed everybody. So we got to where we didn't even shut the door all the way. And it was, I want to say one thing, though. There was not a house cat.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Yes.
Before we were driving here, we were like, I wonder how many house cats there are.
There are no house cats. Nor have I seen any cat pillows or wallpaper. So,
or cat stencils.
So that's
cat toys.
A good thing. I haven't seen any cat paraphernalia.
And we didn't smell it when we got out of the car.
No.
Walking
so I think,
up to the inn.
I'm looking around and I see nothing. So that's a good sign.
Plus one in the favor column.
So if you're a cat lover, again,
we're sorry. Okay, so this one, you love the sheets. We had a very nice breakfast, although quite starchy. And there were no cats.
So all in all.
That's three.
And the mattress was very comfortable.
before. Now you're just adding stuff.
Okay, wait. And we could get bottled water anytime we wanted.
I drank three last night.
Me too. I don't know how I slept.
You guys, thanks for listening. What are we talking about next? We got corn coming up. We're going to do a whole...
Oh, corn on Salted and Styled is going to be amazing.
We didn't talk any food this podcast.
Well, we slightly talked about the breakfast. It was very good. But this is this corn.
I've never had bacon with pecans on it. I'm not going to lie to
you.
I
have.
Okay.
I have, and I like it.
A bacon and nuts? What's not to love?
So we didn't have anything fattening at all. Bacon with nuts and some sort of maple glaze. A ham quiche, a tomato and basil frittata.
Biscuits.
Homemade biscuits, grits. And jam and grits. So that 5 pounds Libby lost last week.
Power yoga.
Okay.
Savannah
power yoga kicked my butt. For 2 weeks, I did 4 days and worked out at the gym 4 days and I gained 4 pounds. So there you go. So don't exercise and don't stay at a B&B.
See y'all.
See ya. Bye. Simmer down.